This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
State of the Union address tonight.
The president is going to lay out a clear contrast and compelling vision.
Army intelligence analyst indicted.
He traded our national defense information for cash.
NATO's newest member is Sweden.
Good things come to those who wait.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Tonight, President Biden will deliver his third State of the Union address. CBS's Linda Kenyon reports.
This is a major opportunity for the president to communicate directly with the American people.
More eyes are on him than all year.
White House Principal Deputy Press Secretary Olivia Dalton says that's why the president will focus on some core values.
Defending democracy rather than diminishing it, to defending our most fundamental freedoms rather than ripping them away.
And says Dalton. Reproductive rights will be one of those issues, saying if Americans send him a Congress that supports the right to choose, Biden will restore Roe v. Wade as the law of the land again. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
After the president's address, Alabama freshman Senator Katie Britt will deliver the Republican response. Active duty Army soldier and intelligence analyst Sergeant Corbin Schultz is accused of selling sensitive military information to a co-conspirator in China dating back to June of 2022. U.S. Attorney Henry Leventis.
This included documents and information related to advanced fighter aircraft, advanced military helicopters, intercontinental ballistic missiles, high mobility artillery rocket systems, defensive missile systems, and Chinese military tactics.
After decades of war neutrality, Sweden is now the 32nd member of NATO, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken saying at today's ceremony.
Our NATO alliance, our defensive alliance, is now stronger and larger than it's ever been.
Sweden's membership comes as concerns about Russian aggression in Europe have spiked since the invasion of Ukraine. Philadelphia police are trying to track down three suspects in connection with yesterday's after-school shooting at a bus stop on the city's northeast side. Eight high school students were wounded, one critically. Frank Venora is deputy commissioner of investigations.
We have received numerous tips, and we are working on them tips. We encourage people to continue that because some of those tips are corroborating information we have.
As lawmakers reviewed a bill today that would require TikTok to divest from its Chinese-based owner or risk being banned in the U.S., Capitol Hill phones lit up. TikTok urged users to call their representatives, and Republican Congresswoman Ashley Hinson picked up the line.
They're trying to use your information and your data, and that's what they are doing. So just think of it like they're spying on you by using that app.
Dow closed up 130 points. Now this.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car. It's the two-door coupe that was there for your first drive. The hatchback that took you cross-country and back. And the minivan that tackles the weekly carpool. For the cars you couldn't live without, trust Amica Auto Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
After the release of the city's latest investigation, emotional outbursts from families of those killed in the Uvalde, Texas mass shooting. Reporter Chris Fox.
How dare you?
The parents of those killed at Robb Elementary School addressing independent investigator Jesse Prado. He found none of the Uvalde police in violation of policy in their failed response to the school shooting. Not even the acting police chief.
It would be my recommendation to exonerate Lieutenant Pargas.
Kimberly Rubio's daughter Lexi, one of the 19 kids killed.
They stood there 77 minutes. After they got call after call that kids were still alive in there.
Brett Cross lost his son.
What did he recommend? Oh, it wasn't our fault. Blame it on everybody else. Y'all been doing that.
Chris Fox, 4 CBS News, Austin.
Investigators say power lines sparked two huge wildfires in the Texas Panhandle. Xcel Energy says that its equipment appeared to have played a role in the largest fire, but it disputes claims of negligence in maintaining and operating infrastructure. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Former President Trump is told to pay up in the E. Jean Carroll defamation case. A federal judge in Manhattan has denied Trump's request to delay enforcement of the more than $83 million verdict. A head teacher in northwestern Nigeria says gunmen who attacked the school abducted 287 students as they were about to start classes. It's the second mass abduction in the West African nation in less than a week. Dozens of armed groups in the northwest and central regions target villagers and travelers for huge ransoms. Hollywood mourns the loss of a legend.
Grammy-winning singer and actor Steve Lawrence is dead at the age of 88. He sang with his wife Edie Gourmet and often appeared on the TV show What's My Line.
It's suddenly gal and guy, and this could be the start of something big.
Say who it is.
Say who it is. Is it somebody, are you the mother of my children?
Steve Lawrence was a regular guest on the Ed Sullivan, Mike Douglas, and Johnny Carson shows. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Climate scientists say Earth has again obliterated global heat records. CBS's Tina Kraus reports from London.
Spring hasn't sprung, but temperatures worldwide have bounced to their highest levels ever.
February 2024 was the warmest February in record globally.
And climate scientists say that marks a heat streak for nine consecutive months.
We have seen over the last few decades a piling up of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere, which bring up the temperature of the entire planet.
New data from the European Union's Climate Change Monitoring Service shows temperatures last month were exceptionally high in both the air and sea.
The Justice Department warns that companies and people who deliberately misuse artificial intelligence technology to advance a crime like price fixing, fraud, or market manipulation will be at risk for a harsher sentence. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Thursday, March 7th, 2024. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.